Welcome back. We're continuing with our course, Developing Great Commission Skills. And today we're going to be wrapping up our discussion of skill number two, casting vision and creating ownership. Specifically, we're going to be looking at the skill topic of team casting. Team casting. Now, why are we going to be talking about team casting? Well, proper vision casting with a view toward creating ownership is a labor-intensive process. It demands time, energy, effort, and diligence on the part of the vision caster. So what we need to do is we need to distribute that responsibility throughout a vision casting team. Unless you're congregation is very, very small, it's going to be too much for any one person, often the pastor, to take on. We need to have a team of vision casters, more than likely the team of people that were catalytic in discerning that vision and developing it in the first place. Well, as that vision is going to be distributed throughout the congregation, we want to use that team, a team casting approach to casting vision and creating ownership. This is going to be much, much more effective than one person trying to do it all. And this concerted effort of a team is what's going to have maximum impact. Now, how does team casting work? How does it work? Well, in connecting some of the dots here, what teams are going to do is they're going to function under the rubric of private vision casting. Private vision casting. This is going to be a tactical use underneath that umbrella of private vision casting. In particular, we're talking about the divide and serve principle. Now, in this case, we're adding to the divide and serve principle the idea of a division of labor. So we have a double dip with the concept of dividing here. First of all, the divide and serve principle in and of itself is about spreading a congregation out into subsets. It's smaller units because we're going to privately cast vision in very small settings. But the other version of division is this division of labor. You know, let's say we've got, you know, seven or eight people on a team. And so those smaller units are now going to be divided by seven or eight. And each team member is going to receive assignments of speaking to this person, that person, that couple, or whatever, maybe a small group. Some scheme of approaching vision casting through a team effort. We don't want to be redundant in having different vision casters visiting the same people. We want to make sure that we've got coverage, but we don't want to be redundant. We don't want to be duplicating our effort. Now, let me give you one example of how this has worked in situations that I've been privy to in the past. A number of the churches that I've worked with over the years have come up with a concept of leveraging something that you might call talking points or bullet points that are part of this team vision cast. So the way that this works would be, you know, let's say that we have articulated our general vision in the form of six or seven or eight bullet points, talking points, that are expressed in very short sentences. One church I worked with actually printed out these bullet point statements in a something probably a brochure type size, like a double-sized bookmark. and printed out the different bullet points and then had that piece of cardboard laminated. And, you know, women stuck it in their purses, guys stuck it in their pockets. And the idea is that whenever you're conducting one of these vision casting conversations, you are going to make certain that you cover these particular talking points, these particular bullet points. Now, why is that valuable? Why is that significant? What is the point of having these very carefully worded bullet points? Well, here's the thing. We need our vision cast to be consistent. We need to know that when someone speaks with someone in the congregation or a couple or a small group of people, maybe a ministry team, some combination, we want to make sure that everyone who is casting vision is casting the same vision. The communication is standardized. Now, depending on the personality of the vision caster, depending on the particular points of view, the interest, the emphasis might be a little bit different here and there. There might be a slightly different flavor to the vision cast, but the ingredients are the same. We're going to cover these, say, 8 points with everyone that we speak with. That way we can know that once we have delivered this message, which is really what vision casting is about, once we've delivered this message to everyone, we know that everyone has heard the same story, the same vision. At least we can be sure that everyone has heard the same talking points. This avoids confusion. This avoids misinformation, miscommunication. You see, we don't want to leave it up to the vision caster to figure out what to say. Because I promise you, if you have 8 people that are casting the same vision, but there isn't a standardized pseudo script for them to follow, there are going to be 8 different representations of that vision. It's just going to happen. That's just the way it is. So we're going to be very careful that a unified, standardized vision cast is being delivered to everyone, so that as conversations ensue following this exercise, you know, if regardless of who you heard the vision from, you heard the same message. It's very important that the language be unified, that the same vocabulary is being used, that the same concepts are being emphasized. Now, again, it's fine to flavor the presentation with the personality, with the interest, with the perspective of the vision caster. But it's vitally important that that central core of the vision be represented in standardized bullet points that are delivered to everyone. That way, when we are soliciting ownership and asking for commitment, we know that people are committing to the right thing, that they're committing to the same thing. We don't want to have, you know, 20 different versions of the vision floating around in the congregation. That's going to lead to confusion, it's going to lead to misunderstanding, and it's going to lead to undermining the whole point of the vision cast. Now, I might add, while I'm thinking about it, that while team casting is going to function primarily under the heading of private vision casting, there are going to be public vision casting applications. So, for example, in public, when we're giving high visibility to the vision, we're going to use the same talking points. We're going to use the same vocabulary or nomenclature. Perhaps we have a banner that we put on a wall somewhere that includes some of these bullet statements when announcements are being given from the platform on a Sunday morning. We can refer to those talking points. Because you see, we're being repetitive, we're being reinforcing with our information, helping people to understand that this is our vision, this is how we're talking about our vision, and we are gradually educating people to not just know what the vision is, but to know how to talk about the vision to someone else. It's very important that we maintain that consistency, that we maintain that stability, that we maintain that standardization. You know, we don't want a grab bag of concepts floating around there. We want a consistent story. We want to get everyone on the same page. And that begins by having the team of vision casters on the same page. And what is that page? Well, that page is a standardized list of bullet points that have been derived from the narrative of the vision. Okay, so vision casting, extremely important. Now, I want to move to wrapping up with this final session. Now, before we do that, let me talk about some of the standard things that we can have in place in order to make this happen. The things that we might use in a standard vision cast. We could have a fact sheet. We could have an information sheet. That might be a little bit bigger than just the talking points. We will have those talking points, those bullet points. And by now, we should also have not only the story of our, that is our narrative vision statement, but that story has been captured in a synopsis as well as a slogan. So now we're beginning to utilize that language as well, making sure that, it's not practical to try to utilize the full story in this kind of context, but to use the synopsis, to use the slogan, makes perfect sense. And all of these things are tied together. We've got our facts together. We've got our information sheet. We've got our talking points or bullet points. We've got our synopsis. We've got our slogan. All of these are merged together with overlapping language, overlapping concepts. The vision casters are fully up to speed on these materials, the content of this information. It's being shared over and over and over again in a variety of contexts, first as private vision casting, but also as public vision casting. Now, when you put all of these pieces together, what you find is that you are effectively casting vision and you are effectively creating ownership. Now, that wraps up our discussion of that particular skill topic, but I want to do a quick review of all six skill topics that we've looked at as part of this skill of casting vision and creating ownership. So, here we go. The first one, I missed the page. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn my page over, so I'm missing a few things. Let me back up. Here's a tip for you. Every question that you are asked, at its root, is a why question. Regardless of the form that the question takes, at its root, it's a why question. So if someone was to say, what exactly are we planning to do in regard to such and such? That's phrased as a what question. What are we going to do? But at its root, it's a why question. And the why question might go something like this. Why would we do that? why are we going to do what you say we're going to do? Or the question might be, well, tell me again, when is this going to start? The real question is, why would this start then? So I want to suggest to you that you develop the habit of always answering the why question, even if the why question has not been articulated. So, for example, if someone says, well, now what exactly are we going to do with such and such? Your response would be, well, what we're going to do is this, and here's why. The question, when are we going to do such and such? The real question, why would we do that? And so our answer is going to be, well, here's when we're going to do that, and here's why we're going to do that then. You get the idea? Every question at its root is a why question. People need to understand the rationale, the reasons behind the actions that we are going to take. So just back of your mind, every question is a why question. And here's why. And here's why. Now, you remember we talked about the ADKAR model. So I want to just emphasize the R at the end of the ADKAR model, which stands for reinforcement. Actually, what am I doing right now? I'm reinforcing the ADKAR model. Reinforcement, reinforcement, reinforcement. You may think that just because you've answered a question once or twice that folks understand and know, they don't. Trust me. What you need to do is emphasize, emphasize, emphasize. Again and again and again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. People need to hear things again and again and again. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people multiple times through training, almost to the point that I feel almost embarrassed. Like, I'm going to say this thing, and I know I've said it five times. But, you know, people will come to me frequently and they'll say, you know, the first time you ran through this with me, I didn't quite get it. And I must have heard you talk about this three or four times now. But now I see. So reinforce, reinforce, reinforce. Now here's a final tip for you. When you cast vision, I've actually mentioned this before, but again, I'm reinforcing. Remember that you're going to have a variety of time frames in which to share vision. So you need to be able to share it quickly in a short version. You need to have kind of a medium version, you know, the 5 to 7 minute discussion. And if you have time to sit down at length with people and deliver the 20-minute version, you need the long version. So think these things through in advance. Actually speak them out loud. Practice saying these things so that when the opportunity arises, you are going to be able to answer folks' questions. Be prepared. Be comfortable with what you're going to say. Don't be trying to extemporaneously figure it out on the fly. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Okay, fine. I'm sorry about getting things out of order there. But at last, I'm ready to wrap up with these six videos that we've looked at in regard to casting vision and creating ownership. I'll just walk through these quickly with you. First of all, we've talked about private vision casting, and we've had the opportunity to talk about this multiple times. Private vision casting is where the vision casting battle is won, and this is where you will gain that ownership. It's in private. Public vision casting is helpful as a support to private vision casting. But please don't rely on public vision casting alone to make this happen. Levels of commitment. Be mindful of where people are in terms of their level of commitment. It's not a bad idea as you encounter folks to try to place them on a chart. You know, if you had a little chart that listed all of these different levels from observing to considering to visiting to attending to connecting to serving to inviting, and you think about a particular person in the congregation, what level are they on? And always be striving to help people move one more level deeper into a deeper level of commitment. We looked at the dynamics of change, four of them. The willingness to change, the ability to change, the substance of change, not just what we're changing from, but what we're changing to, and then ultimately, the pace of change. How much change can our congregation handle, and how fast can they assimilate change? And then finally, our last video, the one that we're wrapping up right now, on team casting. Casting vision as a team. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Same message. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone's telling the same story. That's how you move a congregation. So bear these in mind, put them into practice, and I think you'll find that your vision casting is going to result in ownership of the vision. And that's what it takes to move a church forward. So that wraps up our video. In our next session, we're going to be diving into skill number three, setting objectives and establishing accountability. But that's all for now, and we're going to wrap this up. So may God continue to bless you as you continue to study, as you continue to envision the ministry that is going to grow out of your involvement with these Great Commission skills. Amen.